Welcome to this podcast with me, Steve Griffiths. Today we're thinking about Jesus' teaching in Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34, in which he tells us not to worry. And as I've read this passage over the last week, it's raised for me a very simple question. Can God cure anxiety? Can God help us to live without anxiety? I think it's a hugely important question at the moment because stress and anxiety seem so much a part of our lives now. In our homes, in our work, even in our leisure activities, we're put under stress that causes worry and anxiety. It's something we all experience, and it's generally not pleasant, is it? So can God cure us and help us to live without anxiety? Well, let's see what this passage from Matthew 6 tells us. Ironically, it does not say that all anxiety is bad, so actually we may not want to be cured of anxiety completely, but only anxiety about certain things. Let me explain. In the New Testament, we see lots of examples of people being anxious, but in a good way. Paul was anxious about the fate of the Galatian churches and how they were growing in the faith. And he was anxious too for the fate of Titus when he arrived at Troas. In Philippians, we're told that Epaphroditus was so anxious for the church there that he left Paul and went to visit them. The Christians in the church at Corinth showed real anxiety about how best to serve the Lord. And one of the best-known passages about Jesus himself in the Garden of Gethsemane paints a picture of a man under so much stress and anxiety that Luke tells us his sweat was like drops of blood. So all this suggests that anxiety and worry, in and of itself, is not necessarily a bad thing. There are some things it's quite right to be anxious about. Anxiety is not a sin. It doesn't show lack of faith in God. If Jesus himself felt anxiety, then it must be okay for us at times to be anxious too. So if you're feeling anxious at the moment, you don't need to feel guilty about it. It's not a sign of a lack of faith. It's just a sign that you care deeply about things and you want what is best. At no point does Jesus simply say, "Do not worry." Twice he uses these words, but both times he qualifies them. First, in verse 25, Jesus says, "Do not worry about the food and the drink you need in order to stay alive." Second, in verse 34, he says, "Do not worry about tomorrow." Can God cure your anxiety? Well, I don't think anxiety in and of itself is the problem. I think the real issue is this. Can God help you stop being anxious about the things that you don't need to be anxious about? And I think the answer is, yes, he can. Here's three things that can help us receive that peace of mind from God. Firstly, prepare as best you can. Just because we believe that the Lord will provide for us, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to help ourselves too. In verse 26, Jesus says this, "Look at the birds. They do not sow seeds, gather a harvest, and put it in barns. Yet your Father in heaven looks after them." Now we may read this as saying, "Don't worry, God's got it all under control." But actually, birds work extremely hard. They make nests for themselves. They prepare for a hard winter. They get food in for their young. They don't leave anything to chance. Birds do everything they can to order their lives. And I think that's what Jesus expects us to do, not to be so anxious for ourselves that our lives become dictated by fear for our future security, but to behave like the birds, to be responsible in our behaviour, and to plan ahead in a responsible manner. That is the first step towards not being driven by anxiety. Secondly, be honest with God. If you're feeling anxious about something, tell God. When Jesus talks here about anxiety, he's not saying, "Don't worry about food and clothing and the everyday things in life because they're unimportant." On the contrary, in verse 32, he says, "Your Father in heaven knows that you need all these things." And part of our battle against anxiety is to recognise also that God knows they are important to us and that he will give us our daily bread. So whenever we do become anxious about things, the answer is never to resort to false piety and say, "Oh well, there's a lot of people worse off than me." That's never going to make you feel less anxious because it's not a true reflection of what's in your heart. Be honest with God. Tell him how you feel. He knows these things are important to you. Thirdly, trust in God. Yeah, I know that's easier to say than do, isn't it? But look back into your past. God has never let you down before, has he? So he's not going to now. If we want God to help us overcome anxiety, we need to change our perspective on things, to spend less time looking at the problem and more time contemplating the God who is bigger than our problem. I'm the worst at this, I promise you. I can spend hours in the middle of the night going over problems in my head, catastrophizing all of them, and working through scenarios where my world collapses. I would be far better off spending that time reflecting on God's love and power and authority and putting my problems into the context of his faithfulness. When I do that, I realize that God is bigger than my problem, and I can trust him with it, and that reduces my anxiety. Our Father in heaven, who is faithful in every way, will give good things to those who ask him. Perhaps the best known part of this passage is verse 33. Instead, be concerned above everything else with the kingdom of God and what he requires of you, and he will provide you with all these other things. To seek the kingdom of God is nothing less than accepting the kingship, the lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives, to submit to him, to hand over every area of our lives to him, our relationships, our job, our money, our church activities, our hobbies, our housing arrangements, everything. As we learn over the period of our lives to truly hand all things over to God, to allow them to come within the scope of his kingdom, so we will be released from anxiety about those things. God is faithful, and his faithfulness endures forever, and he will never let us down. So can God cure anxiety? He can do what he wants. He's God after all. But it's not a cure from anxiety we need. It's about God helping us not to be anxious about the things we don't need to be anxious about. That is a work of God in our hearts. But we have a part to play in the process through these three things. First, do your best to prepare your life. Second, be honest with God about how you feel. Third, focus on the God who is bigger than your problem. We will never live lives free of anxiety, and that wouldn't be helpful anyway. But we can live our lives under the protection of our faithful God, who provides our every need in his good time. And at the end of the day, that's all we really need if we want to live a peaceful and joyful life. Well, I hope you found this a useful podcast. My prayer for you is that you will be released from the anxieties that you don't need to carry, and that you will know the peace of God in your heart. So thank you for being with me today, and I look forward to being with you again soon. Bye-bye.